Sunday night in the day to away, a bush lane wise, but
Tibor. That means 10 people start the silent Shmoneh Esrei together. At least. The more the merrier. But that is the idea thing. So, I mean, if one looks around at shuls, often one finds in shuls that there's some people starting much later. I'm not saying it's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur, but it's not the ideal Tefillah B'Tzibur. The ideal Tefillah B'Tzibur, looks like according to Poskim, is that you start mamish together, the tzibur start together. Mamish. Now, we said the briar from Mishmur last time. Mishmur's got a question about, there's a machlokes about answering the broch of Goyal Yisroel. When the chazan says Goyal Yisroel in shachris, loud, whatever, however he does it, do you answer or mamish? Machlokes mechaber ramor, what to do? The mechaber says you do, I think. The mechaber says you don't, the ramor says you do. So how do you get out of this problem? So Mishmur suggests one of the ways of getting out of this problem is that you start a little bit before the chazan. You start Hashem, he says, you say the words Hashem, so he said, that's still called Tefillah B'Tzibur. So you see a small little thing like that, seems that's not ideal, mamish, yet you have to start the same. He said, that's good enough. So ideally, what we should be striving for is to come to shul with enough time that a person can start the Shmoneh Esrei all together with the chazan, with the people, everyone together. That is the ideal. That's what we said last time. Then we said, others say that if you start with the first bracha of Magen Avraham, others say to the Kehel HaKadosh, others say during Shmoneh Esrei, those are all called Tefillah B'Tzibur. I'm just saying the ideal is definitely better to start together. We said a big kiddush last week, Baruch Shem, I found someone said this. I told you last week the Bialos got a sophic about someone who takes a long time to Shmoneh Esrei. He knows that whenever he starts to Shmoneh Esrei, he will not be able to get Kedusha with a Tzibur, because it takes a long time. It takes him too long. So the Bialos is not sure what's better to do. Should he start with everyone else and then get Tefillah B'Tzibur? Or is it better he waits, says Kedusha when the Chazan repeats Shmoneh Esrei, and then does Shmoneh Esrei? Now, Chavetz Chaim doesn't answer this question. He's not sure what to do. Chavetz Chaim, I don't know. The Poskim say that you can start. But that's only the Chur if you start together with everyone else. If you start later, maybe you haven't got this advantage. If you start later, then maybe everyone agrees you shouldn't start, then you should have to wait for Kedusha to start. Say, it's definitely an ideal situation, Rabbi Yisai, to start together with everyone. That is the best thing to do. So either you come to shul earlier, or you go to a slow minion. One of the two.
You do.
Okay, we'll come to that tomorrow. So what if you missed it, then we'll come to what you can do. That best one will come to what you can miss out. Okay, let's just see what else there was. Then we spoke about last time also. There was a chiddush actually. If someone's davening a different Shmoneh Esrei to everyone else, let's say for example, he's davening Musaf from Rosh Chodesh, and the Tzibur davening Shachris. So we said that's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur. Shmoneh Esrei is not called Tefillah B'Tzibur, but it's called at least a Tzibur davening. It's got some advantage. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. So if someone's right, it's right. Mincha Ma'ariv Moshi. Someone comes late, for example, to Ma'ariv. I don't know what. He's daven. He wanted to daven. Let's say in the summer, he wants to daven. He wanted to daven Mincha Ma'ariv together. And he made a mistake with the times. He comes in. They're already Ma'ariv. He's not daven Mincha yet. So he wants to know. Should he daven his Mincha Shmoneh Esrei now while they're davening Ma'ariv? So the advantage is still it's called Tefillah when it's Tzibur or davening, but it's not called Tefillah but Tzibur. Adkan.
Am I right to think I saw somewhere they
do say that. I don't know why. I think they do say this. Yeah, they say the Chavetz Chaim. I think his son was me. I can't remember why, because he himself writes it's not the ideal. There was a reason. I can't remember what the reason was. Yeah, someone does mention it. I think. Yeah. So now, this is what we're going to discuss tonight. So now, someone can't make it for the first Shmoneh Esrei. He can't make it for the second Shmoneh Esrei done with everyone else. He came too late to shul. Whatever it is, he can't make it. Now, is there an advantage to daven with the chazan? Is that called also Tefillah B'Tzibur? If you daven together with the chazan, is that also called Tefillah B'Tzibur?
Yeah, I would also.
As good as davening by private, the first one?
No.
Some people say it is. Some people say it's better.
The better ones are better. They say it's lav davka. That's the chiddush answer.
I know somebody who does it.
I know. It's still the chos. That's not the pashas. Yeah, the mice is a Russian of someone that is better, but it's past, it's not the right.
It's very hard to concentrate because you're following the history of Sibba.
Okay, so let's go to what happens. Someone's very late, the mice, right? He missed his first Shmoneh Esrei and he wants to know now what to do. So the halach is that you can double with the husband. You can daven your Shmoneh Esrei. So for example, let's say Shacharis, someone made it, he couldn't make it in time for Shacharis. He can't make it with the rest of everyone else starting together. So he waits by Tzuri Yisroel or whatever it is, he waits for the Chal to start his last Shmoneh Esrei, and he starts with him.
Yeah.
And he davens with him. Right, so now, some people say that's called Tfilah B'Tzibur. So it's called Tfilah B'Tzibur. Others say it's not mamish like Tfilah B'Tzibur. And others say it's better than Yechidus. But it's different opinions of what it is. The Maisa, Chazal Zichah didn't want this. I don't believe this is what Chazal wanted in Chatchila. Chazal Zichah wanted that everyone davens in a Sinai Shmoneh Esrei together. That's what they wanted. We're talking about now, he's got no choice. It's not a regular thing he does this. He did it like by mistake. This is what happens. He's come late. Can't help it. Yeah. So he's done it now with the Chazan. So now, what do you have to do with the Chazan? Now, it looks like from the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Tes that the Chatchila, one davens every bit together with the Chazan.
How
does everybody do it? From the beginning, from Baruch Atah, all the way through to the end of Shmoneh Esrei.
How does he do it?
It's not so easy, Moshe. That's what he's saying. It's not so easy to do. It's hard to concentrate. So here's Kuf Chav Vov. This is Kuf Chav Dalet. Sorry. Kuf Chav Dalet. Yes, it's... So I've got a wrong Mishnah Berurah here. I mean, so I've got a wrong Mishnah Berurah with her. Too many pages to turn here. It's alright, Moshe. I've got one here. I should have to find it here somewhere. Kuf Chav Vov.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Where it is? Just come on. See the Kuf Chav Dalet. Kuf Chav Dalet. Kuf Chav Dalet. Come on. Sorry, I've got a Mr. Rule, got lots of pages to turn here. It's good for the notes, but. Oh. Kuf Tes Sif Beis. In masking this by the Mishnah Sibra, so it looks like that's clear. The very basics that you have to do is you just carry on with him, start with the Chazan together, and you go through till Kedusha. And then you say Kedusha together with the Chazan. That means the Sibur are ahead of the Chazan, yeah? You start off Kodesh Kodesh, but then the Chazan waits, and then he repeats afterwards. So you are davening with the Chazan, you daven the same as the Chazan. Not only that, but you follow his Nusach. You say the Doi V'Doya all the way through till at least Tokei Kodesh. Ideally, from the Mishnah Berurah's Mashma, that it's ideal to follow him through the whole way through. That's very hard to do. A lot of people can't concentrate on that. It's very hard to concentrate. Yeah. So what the Shulchan Aruch says is that a person, two things the Shulchan Aruch says, he should say Mila V'Mila, and he says, by Bechah Shemeh Tfilah, you should be together with him. So when the Tzibah answer Amen, they're answering them into your brach as well, so you should be with him for Shemei Tefillah. So it looks like in between that, if you have to, you're allowed to go your own speed from Atachoinen till Shemei Tefillah. It looks like if you can't do Mila B'Mila with him, you can do your own speed. So you can go, let's say, Rafaelu, you might add a few bit of insertions to ask for people to get Rafur Shlema, and you catch up with him afterwards. But by Shemei Tefillah, you should answer with him at the same, you should finish with him as well. The Gam Yechav Kshagir Shatz the Moedim, when he gets to Moedim, you should also be at Moedim. So that's the very basics that you should be doing, yeah? And then, at least join with him for that. And then, that's called Tefillah B'Tzibur. That is what he's doing when you're davening with him. But the carries on actually. Either one, it looks like. Gam Yechav Kshigia Shatz Lemoidim Yagir Gam Hu Lemoidim Oila Tov Shimcha. Means you have to bow with him, not to be different. You could either do it at Moidim, your Moidim, Oh, you
could. Not to.
What?
One bar's good enough, though.
Yeah.
Not to.
You don't have to do two. So you can either that or have two simple. Either one of the two, you can look at. You've got an option of what to do there to join him for that. That's how you do. That is called Tefillah Mitzvah. It looks like, ideally from a Shulchan Aruch, you should actually say every word with him. But it looks like many people can't do this. If you can't do that, at least till Kela Kodesh has to be together with him. And then you say either Shemei Tefillah should also be with him, Brochot Hashem Shemei Tefillah, that Brocha, and then Moedim, or you can, when he bows, you should either be doing Moedim with him, or Hatzor Shem Chodachar Alahidis. That's what you should be doing. That's what he says. Right, that's what you should do. A few interesting things that they say over here. Why don't he get to Bichas Kohenim? What do you when he gets to Bichas Kohenim? Let's say that's a story. It looks like apostles say there you should stop by listen, and you can answer on main to the brachas. You brach Hashem Shemecha. A lot of person here, you can say that. If you, in here in Chutzlars, when you say the Kohenim can ever say, you don't say that with him. Because that's not really part of the davening. It's not really part of your davening, and therefore that should not be said with him. I must say, I saw a chiddush. I must say, I wasn't sure when to say this over. I don't know why this is. But let's say, I mean, I don't know what he's doing in such a minion like this, but let's say someone's in a minion, and he started off nice and slow with davening his brothers, and he gets to Atta Kiboy, and he hears the chazan starting because of the shatz. So he makes a cheshbon. I get to Mechaya Mason. Do I say Kedusha with the chazan at the same time?
I have had this problem before.
It should be done in his dominion. It's too fast.
If I've been there, I come to a minion and they're taking hours over the other shots, right? I want to start with the chazan. So I thought, I want to start myself, do it slowly. I'd say each word slowly and come on. So if I get to Kedusha, I'll be together with the chazan. I wait by Kedusha till the chazan gets to Kedusha. I started, I'm saying it slowly.
That's not the same as my case. I think my case is different, actually. It's a good point you're saying. I think my case is different. I just want to show you what I'm talking about. I find it's a very big chiddush. Islam, it's very hard to find this one. Now, here, what you're saying, Simcha. This is what he brings out. In Hischel Shmoneh Esra, Lifnei Ashatz. Someone started Shemoneh Esra before the Shriya Tzibur started Shemoneh Esra. The Sovereign decided Shemoneh Esra closed his Ashatz. His intention was to finish Shemoneh Esra before the Chazan finished, yeah? So he started, a passage he's talking about, he started together with everyone else. He started his signing Shemoneh Esra with everyone else, but he took a bit of concentration on a lot of ways, and he got a shock of his life, but the Chazan started repeating Shemoneh Esra already. He's up to Machal Kachayim a bit further, and he heard the Chazan first time Chazan Ashatz already.
What did you do in the last 10 minutes?
Because either it was 10 minutes or the chazan was very quick. Or the sim was very, very quick.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it is.
I'm telling you, the sun shoes are very, very quick.
Not that quick. I
mean, very quick. Yeah. Anyway, he was concentrated.
It's okay.
Cash on the mice. He was concentrated, right? What?
I think it's lost concentration more likely.
Right, Beketzer, he says over here, in Eschach Shmoneh Esra of Nashatz, for some of the signs where Eschach Shmoneh Esra of Nashatz, Shagiyan of Chayim Mesim, Hischel Ashatz Shmoneh Esra, Kosov Aleket Yesha, She'ene Rishai Lahamtin Nashatz Asher Gerim Chayim Mesim, Kedei She'em Ekudosh Revoi. He could not wait. Now, the only, I can't have to look at the Yekosh, I want to look at it, I don't know, the only Cheshbach I think is it, because it's like a different Shmoneh Esra. You start the Shmoneh Esra, which is like with the Tzibur together. Then, I don't know why this is. I'm not sure why this is, but he says you can't do it. Your case of when you want to join with a chazan, you want to start with a chazan, it's just you want to be a bit ahead of him. That could be better, maybe. I don't know. I didn't look up the Ekkyosha, but it's very interesting what the Sfar is.
Can we talk about when you got some Chaim Mason before the chazan got there?
Let's say, yeah.
He stopped.
Well, you're doing it for Tzor. Why can't you wait? Why can't you wait then? What's wrong with waiting?
The only thing I know.
What? But you do the Fatsoya, say Kedusha with him, what's wrong?
That's a private Machshavas, private talk.
But I don't know.
You come more
on the word
here.
I'm not sure what the problem is, I don't know. I have to look at the Echiosha, but that's what he brings down. It's very, very interesting, so he can't do that. Look, he's right, Simcha, what he's saying. I don't know. Sometimes a person knows what he's missed starting with everyone else, right? So he's going to wait for the chazan to start, but he knows the chazan is very fast. So he said that you can't concentrate on the brick, it's obvious like that. He said, let me start a bit before the chazan, get ahead, which I think is quite a normal thing for people to do. And then, when the time the chazan gets to Machaya Mesim, I'll be able to join him. That I think is okay. Because then you're done with the tzibur. I've done this one. The Shai says, that's called tefillin b'tzibur. You're not starting with the chazan, but you might have other people still done from the first one, Esra.
Not that
part,
right near the end.
So that's the shah. So moisture is at any part of the rest of the round. I'm saying that was the shah. It's not ideal. So you have to know what's better. But the ikka thing is the kavodas. If you can't become an ovus, if you do it with a chazan, it's not worthwhile doing that way. It's better to start before the chayra and then wait and get there to get to Machaya Mesa. Another issue side is the moshah. What happens if someone is done with a chazan? Now, the chat, you're in a shul, we have a nusach Ashkenaz, but your nusach is nusach Sfad. So what do you do, the Ma'aseh? So what nusach do you daven? So Tidok Kei Hakadosh, the Ma'aseh, you've got no choice there. You daven with the chazan, whatever he davens, you do with him, yeah?
Same.
Okay, you've got the Dover Doi or whatever. Okay, that might make a difference. First of all, it's not always the same, because the Moshe in the summer, we say Moed HaTol, Sfad say Moed HaTol, they don't say. So I don't know what happens there. The Chorah, it looks like the first three brachos, you say exactly the same as the chazan. The Shail is then what happens after Kei Hakadosh. Can you daven your own nusach? Some poskim say that from there you can daven your own nusach. Others say, as far as I remember, that you should stick to what he says, actually. Rosham Zalman says it's best to do the whole lot at chazan. It's also an interesting thing. Sorry? Yeah. From then, from Pesach. So you've got a problem. If you're a minion of that, you might have a problem, Moshi. Best not to have such a minion of that. Best to avoid that minion in such a case. That's the best thing to do. It's best to avoid it. Then another very interesting shaila is now, it's also, I can't run as well. The Moshe, the Chazan's done in Shemoneh Esra, a sign of Shemoneh Esra. And he finishes Shemoneh Esra, or he's in the middle, he's up to, I don't know what, the Chalach Chaim. He's realized, oh no, I forgot to say Yalav Yov, it's Rishchei de Shachris. I've got to say Yalav Yov.
He repeats it, he says yes.
So this is another interesting halacha that's over here. In Kuf Chavov, Siv Dalad. I don't really understand. Actually, I don't really understand this. We're talking about Shteh Sibbel, the Chazan. The Chazan himself made a mistake. Sorry, Rabbi Sam, what's your story about this mission? I can't believe what I brought here. M. Tor Shatz, if the Shteh Sibbel made a mistake, because he has spiraled Belachash when he done this quiet Shemoneh Esra. He does not have done the second time. He's silent with Esra and Toichat Sibur. Ella, soim echad atvila she spal b'kol rom. Vehu says the Machaber sheloi tor b'sholish shoydus. This is talking about he did not make a mistake in the first three brachos. He didn't get much of a ruach wrong. He didn't make a mistake in the first brachos. He didn't say he should have said amen. He said okay, Kodesh. In that case, there he has to repeat Shemoneh Esra. Why? Now the Mishpah says that the Chavah says she'im tar behem la'olam choyze k'mo shayyochid. There he has to go back. The Mishpah explains over here. Dafik shenisker koyim shenishim tulasoi. He's realized before he's finished Shemoneh Esra that let's be toil tzibur kol kach. There's not sure tircha to go back. The Mosh, let's say for example, he done with Jonas, let's be tshuva, and he realized in the middle of Shemoneh Esra he said okay, la'kodesh la'amal ha'kodesh. So it looks like for me he has to go back. First three brachos is ma'akev. And he said it's not shetircha de tzibur, and I'm not sure why not. If he's at the end of Shemoneh Esra, it's a very big tircha. So I don't understand what he means. I'm not sure what he means exactly over here. Maybe he's talking about you're very nearby and you realized. So it's only the first three brachos, but I'm not sure, I just have to clarify. The chayra, if you're much further in Shemoneh Esra, if someone's at the end of Moedim, and he realizes now he's forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh, when he should have said it, and he goes all the way back to start Shemoneh Esra again, that'll be a problem. So passages, why I'm in such a case, then you're allowed to rely on your signage Shemoneh Esra. But that's an interesting thing, I think, for the force to bring down. That's only if you do a kavanah. That means, for example, let's say a person missed out Yalav Yov in Rosh Chodesh. He's the chazan.
So why
did he miss out Yalav Yov? He forgot to call out. He missed out Yalav Yov in Rosh Chodesh. He didn't realize. He did Chazor Sashatz. And made a Chazor Sashatz. I said, no, Yalav Yov. So he says, Yalav Yov in Chazor Sashatz. Does that help?
Yes.
Yeah.
So on that, before you say no, Chazor Hashatz could only help if you know you're rectifying what you missed out. If you didn't realize you missed something out,
because It's a Kiddush act. Didn't
yeah. So he didn't realize when he did his Chazaras Hashatz, he didn't realize he's got to say Yadav to rectify what he's done wrong.
What's he going to do now?
Done an Shmoneh Esrei afterwards. Yeah. Yeah.
No, we might forget it again.
I think it seems to be. Yeah. It seems to be the question is because he's not. You can only do Chazaras Hashatz. You can only count for your missing tefillah if you know you're doing it for it.
From the beginning.
From the beginning. If you don't know at the beginning you're doing it for that, it doesn't help. So it's a Chiddush that if someone didn't realize he's made a mistake, it will not help. All right, so we'll stop there.